and the latest in hip-hop descent, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dave and Giggle Show. I'm not Dave. Obviously, if you're a regular listener, you know that I am Ben Lewis, the host of Ben Talks, and I'm here filling in for Dave and Giggles. Dave will be back next week, so if you are tuning in expecting to hear that show, don't tune away, because I have a good show planned for you guys, just like I always do. But I am not alone today. I decided to bring two very, very wonderful people with me here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves while I step back and give them the floor. So they're arguing over who wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, everybody. This is LT.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, what can I introduce myself? I don't know.
You can try with your name. That usually works.
Okay. My name is Eltamar.
Oh.
But you guys can call me LT.
Okay.
Only special people get to call me LT.
My name is Jessica. Most people call me Jess.
Now,
I prefer Jess.
In case those of you who do listen to Ben Talks, she was my bandmate, I guess, in the LP that we released.
And I definitely did our feature on there.
Oh, yeah. Eltamar did feature on there as
definitely
well.
Definitely featured on there.
Oh, wow. Love
something. Give me props there.
Oh, man. So they're my guests today. They're going to help out with the show. Jessica, this is your second time being here. She was too shy the first time around to get on. But I'm glad you finally decided to get on the microphone this time. And we're going to start off. I'm going to start off by first saying, if you want to donate to Radio Free Brooklyn, you can do so by going to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. And from there, you can donate either one time or you can do a monthly pledge. Hey, either way, we're cool with it. We appreciate it greatly, and we appreciate you for tuning in and supporting this station. All right. Now that we got the business out the way, let's get the fun started. All right. So in case you haven't heard of Mary Mary, they are a popular gospel group. And there was one by the name of, it was Tina, right?
Yes, Tina.
Yeah, so Tina, who was very adamant about her decision to vote for this clown that we have in the White House right now.
Our celebrity in chief.
Our celebrity in chief.
Our own Pennywise.
I don't know. Who's Pennywise?
Pennywise is the clown from
It.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Our own Pennywise.
Yes.
President Pennywise. But anyway, so she voted for Trump for whatever reason. I'm not sure why, as a black person, you're voting for Trump, but she decided to do so, and she had a very interesting explanation as to why. So if you haven't heard her reasoning, if you haven't even know, if you didn't even know that she voted for Trump, I'm going to play the clip for you guys now, and then we'll go around the room and offer our reactions to it. So here it is. Oh, wait. Let me start it over. I was watching it earlier. Okay, so here it is, for real.
What I said is, if during your campaign, what you said appealed to me and it appealed to my Christian values more than the other candidate, then when it comes down to it, I chose based on my faith. I didn't really like either one of the candidates, if I could just be honest.
Uh-huh.
But it was two people that had a chance of winning. And so I voted based on my faith. Do I agree with everything that's being done and being said? No. Do I promote and advocate any of that? No. And do I choose to give any more of my time to anybody who has an opinion about my right to vote and to who I vote for and what behind it? Not at all. So what's the next question?
Okay.
Tina Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to pray for the leader. Stand with does not mean I agree with everything. Right. It means that I pray for you.
But do
I pray,
you understand that people were a little upset because of the things that he's been doing to this country?
I'm upset with the things that he's doing in this country.
We got a follow-up,
I'm upset with a lot of that, but I don't agree with all of the choices, and I established that in my letter, but nobody wants to talk about that.
But you do have a right to vote for who you want to vote for, who you want to stand, but people were upset, and you can understand that.
I ain't out campaigning for nobody but Jesus.
Okay, so that was Tina Campbell of Mary Mary.
Yeah.
Those were her thoughts. The listeners are used to me ranting and raving and talking my head off. So, Eltamar, you were very adamant about this earlier today, and I told you to save it for when you got on the air. So here is your opportunity. What do you think of Miss Tina Campbell's comments as to why she voted for one Donald Trump? Oh, you heard the smack. She's about to go in.
Well, to be completely honest, I don't see how anything he said during his campaign appeal to any Christian value.
That's or any person.
Or any person's value who wasn't like an avid racist.
Is
or
he a
like
Christian?
I mean, he went to Middle America while he was campaigning and promoted
so that
all this.
Oh, solidifies it. That's cool.
I mean, it doesn't solidify, but hey.
Right. And I'm just going to say this because one of my coworkers, Crystal, she actually messaged me. She said she made a very amazing point. She said because she's misguided. I feel like at the age you're at, you know enough, you know well enough, you know right from wrong, you know smart decisions from dumb decisions, and you can't honestly say being a parent, knowing that you are going through this life trying to guide your children on the right path as a parent to honestly say, well, he appealed to my Christian values. Really? You kind of look dumb now because now he made you look really dumb because he's doing really outrageous, crazy things, you know, and then you kind of look like you put your foot in your mouth at this point because everybody's like, you voted for him. How's it working out for you? Because he's doing nothing good.
But even for her point of saying like, oh, he appeals to my Christian values. The man has been racist, sexist. He's a bigot. He's defended people who, like, he's defended Nazis, all that kind of stuff. I don't see how you could possibly say, as a Christian or anyone who has any sort of decency and humanity, this guy has no idea, first of all, what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He has no sense of sympathy. He has, like, he's in Puerto Rico throwing paper towels at people who need help.
Right. Pelting paper towels.
Well, he was shooting it. He was getting his Trump curry. He's getting his Trump curry on.
3 points.
But, I mean, it I don't understand like how what she really saw, what she heard from him that made her say like, oh, he appeals to my value, to my Christian values. It doesn't make any sense.
People always come with that whole, well, I was trying to vote for the lesser of two evils. I mean, I think we would have been in a way different place had we ended up with Hillary.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive. Only because it's like, really, Trump was very obvious. With, you know, he clearly didn't stand for anything that would have helped the African-American community or minorities in any shape.
Wasn't his words like, oh, I mean, black people vote for me because what do you got to lose? Didn't he say something along those lines?
He did. And it was just like, you know, when I got in that voting booth, it was just like, there's no way I can let Trump. I mean, like, it literally felt like
the end of the world. It was like, oh well, if Jesus wasn't coming before, he definitely coming now.
I didn't vote for Trump or Hillary.
You didn't.
Word?
Yeah, there was some third guy on the ballot. I don't even remember.
Oh, that independent. A lot of people voted for him.
He had a million votes.
Had those people, you know, voted for Hillary, it probably would have been different.
Jessica, you have
any? Who knows? I feel like it's weird, like her stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad thing is she's not the only black person who voted for him. She's just the only one who's vocal about it.
So yes, no, like, she's not. Yeah, she's not the only.
Right,
she's not
the only person that.
But my thing is, she was like really strong about it. Like she was dismissive. She didn't want to answer questions about it. She didn't even want to be questioned about it. And it's like, girl, you say something like that, we got some questions for you. Like
we need answers.
Facts.
Maybe she's in the sunken place.
The sunken place.
She could be.
I feel like with everything. I feel like with everything that went on in her life. As far as like she was just like, you know what I gotta lose.
I don't think she's wrapped too tight. Like
when was the last time Mary put out a record?
I don't know, but Erica's doing really well with her.
They went solo. They separated. Yeah.
They did.
Erica, the other sister, is doing pretty well though.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Tina just been going through it. I'm gonna give her that. Because I really don't want to hate her or dislike her.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, you have a lapse of judgment. Your husband was cheating on you.
He
stepped out on her.
Yeah, multiple times.
Oh, and I thought it was just the one.
Oh,
okay, so it's
no.
Nobody cheats once.
Except
for Steve from Sex and the City.
Whatever. Okay.
But nobody just cheats once. But yeah, man, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand how she could even like justify it, and then to be so wrong and strong about that stance,
there's
that point.
No way to justify it. Like I can't see it. I've tried. I've really, really tried. But there's just like for me, it's no way to understand or to justify or to fathom. Oh, okay. Well, you voted for Trump. I could see it. No, I can't see it. Mm-mm. I really, really can't.
There's no way at all.
None.
And so what they should have done was just...
Oh, don't do it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Precisely.
Oh, man.
Or not vote at all. I'd rather you had not voted than to have voted for Trump. It's just like, come on.
Yo.
Which is why this is what's going on in American Horror Story right now. It basically is like a situation like that.
I don't watch it. How is American Horror Story? I don't even watch it. Is this season called cult? Okay.
It's sick. It's demented. Like the writer of American Horror Story, kudos. You got a sick mind, the writers. They really come together and create this sick, disgusting thing. And I'm just like, wow, you guys really took your time to be demented. But it's like that because basically it's this woman who it's about a cult, of course. It's this demented kid who's just across the board super racist, super sexist, super. He basically plays on people's fears in order to get them to join the cult and then says, oh, well, give me all your fears and then you do this for me and then all your fears will be on me and you'll be fearless. And so. I haven't gotten deep into it, but thus far, there's a woman. Well, it's a lot of clown play.
Yeah.
It's a lot of clown. If you don't like clowns, don't watch this season. You're going to be.
I was a clown part time.
You've been a clown, though.
Wow.
Zing.
Wow. You're supposed to be my co-star on the record.
But you're also my brother, so I have to come for you.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up.
While you guys are here, tell all the listeners how wonderful of a brother I've been to you guys your whole life.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, he's been a pretty cool brother.
Yo.
He used to take me home.
He was awesome.
He used to take me home.
Especially when I was being bullied.
Oh yeah.
He was like the greatest bodyguard, seriously, because I was really small.
Oh, I remember
really small.
I vaguely remember one time.
I like this. Keep going, guys. Keep on
one
going.
One time, remember, I think it was you or me. This kid was talking about our mom. And
that
he
must
just,
have been you.
Like, next time they talk about your mom, he gave me some yo mama joke. It was very horrible, poorly created. It was a really, he made up, I don't know, it was a word. You made up some kind of word.
Oh, that's not. That doesn't.
I don't know what.
You know, I don't like where this story is going.
No, I got a good story.
What is your story?
During the summer when we went to the library.
Oh, yeah, I love that story. Go ahead.
Because he's a hero in it.
Tell that story.
At that time, like, you get, I think you get like half an hour on the computer. Yeah. And
the imagined you with the internet, Brooklyn right. Public Library.
Yes.
Linden Boulevard branch.
Schwellen.
It was my turn to go on the computer and this fat kid would not get up. And I was like trying to like push him off. I'm like, it's my
Mind
turn.
Mind you, weighing it's like 25
he's
pounds.
Like, he's like, no, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. I was like, I'm gonna get my brother on you. And he's like, fine, I don't care. So I got Ben. Ben came, pushed the kid out of the seat. I sat down, went to PBS real quick, and then I was able to
hear that, people? I am a hero.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a hero.
Came in clutch for that.
I come in and save the meek. No.
Right.
Right.
Wow. That's crazy.
But this whole Trump thing really, honestly, is a mess.
I don't know how anyone could legitimately give a reason, a sane, logical, clear-headed reason that could make me say, okay, I can understand that. Like, I don't know how anyone could really come up with one or even say why they voted for Trump and for anyone to just, like, accept it. Because he has shown, even if you heard a certain promise that he made, mm-hmm. at some point in his campaign, he has not delivered on anything other than...
I'll tell you one thing. I used to work in retail, and there was this young lady there. She was quite dumb. She was as dumb as a box of nails. The dumbest thing in the world. Wow. I would say her name, but then she'd probably think I'm talking good of her.
She's not listening.
No.
Just go ahead. Say her name. She's not listening.
Honestly, she told me, yeah, I voted for Trump because honestly, it was like, she's like, I'm not racist or anything, but, and she's like going on and I'm listening to her. I'm like, sweetheart, you make no sense.
Is she Caucasian?
She is very Caucasian. Honestly, nobody who ever tried to explain it to me ever made any sense. I always was good at poking holes, like, how does, okay, you felt like this, but he also contradicted everything he said. Yeah. Right after he said it, he would say one thing and then his whole life would contradict it, and then the world is just like, well, he's contradicting. I was like so in shock that he won, honestly. Because the world was so against it. Living in New York, people were so against it.
You know what's crazy? That night is like, everyone stayed up till like 2-3 in the morning because the election results took forever.
Absolutely.
It took forever for everything to come out. So you're up till like 2-3 in the morning. You got to go to whatever job you had early in the morning,
the
6, 7.
Day, it just felt crazy. It felt like somebody died. Like,
right. It was like.
Yeah, it did.
It was like when Michael died. Everybody just, the world stopped almost. It was like, damn, Michael's gone. Trump is the president.
Yeah. People were sick, calling out of work. Like, seriously, sick.
Like,
to their
I couldn't focus at work the next day. I'm like, yo, I had a coworker.
Someone called out?
No, I had a coworker. She was from Honduras or Ecuador or something like that. She was like, well, sis, I'm pretty sure they're shipping me back.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Honey, like, really? You really think? She's like, they're shipping me back. It was it's crazy, and I just want to touch base on, I feel like so many people are just misguided when it comes to. I feel like if we just sit down and like educate ourselves on politics and different things in society that's going on in society, if we just verse ourselves, like get the information, it's out there for us to take. You won't have a hard time. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to elections and trying to figure out, well, who is this person's value? These people hand out pamphlets. Like, they're showing you, like, you know, you can go on their websites. You can go to their, like, where there's their election stations or people, whatever. Yeah. You can go to these places and find out.
Yeah.
Like, people, too oftentimes, I see this too much. They just blindly vote. They don't follow anything. They just like, oh, you know what? Is this voting? I'm just going to vote for Democrat because I'm a Democrat. I'm just going to vote for this person because I'm this. You know, you can't do that. You really have to take the time out and educate yourself about politics, because although I know people don't like to get into it, sometimes Christians or whatever, oh, I just want to live my life and be free and blah, 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 blah. You really have to educate yourself. You really have to get versed on that stuff. Or else you'll just be like, I don't know, I'll do this. Bleep, bloop, bloop. And it's just like, Then everybody's mad with the outcome.
Jessica, you got anything?
These nuts.
I mean, she pretty much said it all. Like, we just need to educate ourselves.
Got it!
I'm sorry. I'm having fun right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want y'all to call in on this next topic if you're listening. The number to call in is 718-928-9732. We're going to talk about, is it better to be in an actual relationship or are you cool with the whole situationship?
60.
Hey, bars. Yo, Jess, we should cut a track right after this show. We'll nah, see. Don't even. Nah, nah,
I'll
nah.
I'll send the hook.
Nah. Labor politics. But yo, when we come back, we're going to. Oh, wow. Hello? Oh, okay. I guess. Oh, no, the phone's not even up. But, okay, so whoever that caller was, wait till we come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some songs. And then when we come back, you can call in and voice your opinion about the topic. Is it better to be in a relationship or a situationship, as people, as the kids are calling it these days? But yo, you're tuned in to Dave and Giggles. I am Ben Lewis here with El Tamar, here with Jessica. We're filling in for this hour. We're going to be here till 8 p.m. And we'll be right back here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
These niggas prayed on my downfall.
Like what?
These niggas prayed on my downfall. On R10, bitch, I stood tall.
You did?
Show these disloyal niggas how to boil. Go get a thermometer for the pot. I need this shit cooked right. Let's keep that water 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? Nigga, you ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit. Ass niggas to plug me. They act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me not driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama fucked. Keep the hoe from near me. Kilroy. Remember when I used to use your ills to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? Move. Remember when you had them green things mailed with vacuum seals, trying not to have them green things smell? Feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. I fuck with bitches. My body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you can take that up with the lawyer. My nigga Finkel J Money. Brightmo Low Project Joe will tell you every day before school. I sold a half bow. How you think I won best dressed with no support? And had them paid lawyers coming in and out of court. Hey, Wando. ATO, ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the pre-trials, after the status, after them impact statements, after the castle. Hey, JR, nigga, ain't it a blessing? We made it out of Lansing after all that happened.
That bitch, nigga.
After Michigan State, after Hubbard, when our mans told on us, them bands they took from us. Joy Road, bitch, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile. Knock your bitch down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out. Yes, I slap girl, yes, I slap dog, yes, I slap loud. Yes, I slap a pussy nigga if he act out. Yes, I caught cases on the road with them killers, bro. Kill me if I snitch, cause if you snitch, I'm gonna kill you. Spent a lot of time on the yard with them gorillas, stood tall. Did I let niggas hold me? Quit being silly. Y'all know. For a fact, your bitch pussy get wet for a nigga. Cause I do it better, plus I'm doing better than niggas. I'm at home when I'm down there in Lexington, nigga. About the king, they gon' drop you in, who next to you, nigga?
Go get it.
Say a little T, get ahead of them niggas. When you take off, I'll look back and try to rescue them niggas.
I
kill his mans to make sure you get the rest of them niggas. Don't let them get the best of you, just get the revenue, nigga.
Let's get it.
So let me know what you can handle. Okay, come grab it. Here goes some extra, so if I'm busy, you can manage. Fiends happy, bling dancing, eating $60 salad. Get it there and back, tell the feds I need a challenge. My first offer was 30 years, not a day lower.
Nigga, what?
I told them crackers holla at me when they sober. On parole, I'm a felon. You think I ain't got that blower? Yeah, you right, bro. Take his head off his fucking shoulder. You hear me? Hit the rolly stove with the rolly on. Who was our getaway car? Jag portfolio. You hear me? Hey, I heard I had some sneak dishes. Whoever feeling hot, that AR got a heat sensor. Cuz said don't entertain them hungry niggas. I wish I would pay attention to these homeless niggas. Go call my phone. I don't wanna do no song with niggas. And tell your bitch to tighten up before I bone her, nigga. I don't know you, nigga. Niggas, fuck wrong with niggas. Through these white buffs, I can see the hoe in niggas. Free my nigga Perico, that boy be hoeing niggas. Shoot the smile off your face, I don't joke with niggas. Boy, I can't trust you with that strap if you ain't got no bodies. Boy, I can't take you on no lick if you ain't robbed nobody. You ain't no shooter, you can't do that shit without no molly. I came home and had the hoes wetter than Kalahari. 30 months ago, niggas ain't think that I was coming home. Shout out to them niggas, freaks that I been coming on. Get them to the crib, bust them down, now bitch run alone. dumb. This SK and get to shaking like it's something wrong. 30 bands two times, watch this money clump. The feds say my name hot like when the oven on. Bitch, I came home to my little brother gone. Niggas say they looking for me, pull up in the scuddy zone. Who said I'm a snitch? You just heard a lot from him. Better check the black and white, that paperwork of off for him. Zero toleration for that nigga, take his life from him. He don't want that pistol plate, okay, I'll Tyson him. I ain't hear from bitches when I had them blues on. So soon as I'm done, fucking put your shoes on. I'm on parole in two states, I can't move wrong. The feds trying to build a case, I can't move wrong. I want the trial back to back, bitch, I'm 2-0. State of Kentucky banned me from Mary Jury stuff. See, I can't even be in public with my hoodie on. Michigan State don't want them here, they don't know what he on. I know they prayed on my downfall.
I already know that.
I know they prayed on my downfall. On all 10, bitch, I stood tall.
All 10 toes, nigga.
Show these disloyal niggas how to ball. Ah!
To fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gon' sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how my shit is crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got bitches still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away.
Know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. And baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be in that shoe. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that crooked smile. Green, you know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's a crooked smile. Braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Adele? But one more time for the veil. And fuck all of that beef shit, nigga, let's make a meal. Hey, officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bill now, and well now. If you're asking, will I tell now? Hey, hell nah, I ain't snitching, cuz man, they get them niggas stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this crooked smile?
song.
Is it? We're back, ladies and gentlemen, on Radio Free Brooklyn, and you are tuned in to Dave and Giggles. And I am Ben Lewis, filling in for Dave here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am the host of Ben Talks, which you can catch every Monday morning from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And I have two very special guests with me, El Tamar and Jessica. They are my sisters. And in case you just tuning in, they were talking about how great of a brother I was for the first 30 minutes of the show. And it was a great segment. It was probably the best segment I've ever done here on Radio Free Brooklyn. But I'm not going to let you guys talk about that. Before we went on break, we asked a question. Now the phones are on. If you want to chime in on what is better, a relationship or a situationship, you can do so by calling 718-928-9732. That is the number to call. Yes, the question is, what is better and why? A relationship or a situationship? So if you want to chime in at any point of our conversation, you can call in. Once again, that number is 718-928-9732.
Woo!
We got our first caller.
That was fast.
What's going on? You got a, I don't even know what I'm saying. Sorry. No, you're on with Dave and Giggles. Would you like to answer the question of the night? What is better?
Dave and Giggles.
Well, I'm Ben Lewis, but that's the show. Oh, yeah, Altamont's coworker.
There we go.
That's news to me. I didn't know Altamont had a job.
Wow.
No, but okay, so what's your response? What's better, a relationship or a situationship?
Absolutely a relationship. I don't understand in my age group what a situationship is.
Right.
You know what? What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Crystal.
Crystal, I don't quite understand it either.
Situationship sounds a little bit temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It also sounds suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Very sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what is a situationship? You know, we have situations and they come and they go. So what does that mean? A relationship is going to come and go. There's not going to be any basis in, you know, trust and any of those things. So,
right.
You know, what's the whole point of it? It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, like I'm always saying to Altima, these things are generational,
yeah.
You know? Yes. And, you know, it carries over into the next generation and so on and so forth. So if at this generation level they don't figure out, okay, you know, what are we doing about relationships and how are our kids going to see us? Because, you know, I learned from the 60s,
mm-hmm.
right? And there are things I just didn't do that maybe my parents did.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not holding it against them. It's just that I didn't want that for myself, nor did I want it for my children, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So, situationship? No.
All right.
We don't do
them. Yeah, right. Now, thanks for your call, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Hey. You heard that. Well, I hope y'all are listening.
Well, I'm the queen of situationships, even though.
There
you go.
Now
I intentionally.
Tell us how you feel.
Let me tell you.
What is a situationship?
That's what I was
going to ask. All right. So.
Hello. You're on with Dave and Giggles.
Oops.
They said, what? Anyway,
a situationship is basically, what a guy so nicely tried to put me in and described it to me. He's like, basically, it's your boo thing, you know. You do relationship-esque stuff with no titles. Yeah, so, you know, you drop your panties and your drawers and you do the deed. You know, that's basically what it is. You do the deed and we hang out sometimes. We do the whole Netflix and chill, but you're not my girl. You're not my man.
Just kicking it.
But if you're the girl in this situationship, you don't dare deal with other men, but he's going to go ahead and deal with other women.
Yes, hi. You're on with Dave and Giggles on Radio Free Brooklyn. Who's calling?
Princess Johanna's co-worker.
Okay, do us a favor. Put the volume down in the background just while you're on the phone, okay?
All right.
Okay, all right, Princess. So you had a response to our question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like a situationship is better because a relationship has too many rules.
too many rules.
Girl, you're tripping.
Like, wait.
How old are you?
Wait, no. We're not judging you, princess. What rules of the, like, what are too much for in a relationship? What's too much for you?
Because in a relationship, there's certain stuff that you can't do. You can't write certain stuff on social media. You can't speak to certain people. You can't converse with your exes. There's a lot of stuff you can't do.
Why you want to talk to your exes, though?
Y'all know what y'all need each other for. When y'all ready, y'all go back to each other. Mm. Y'all get to have y'all little fun or whatever. There's not that many rules. Mm. A relationship, like, it's too many going back and forth. The arguments, all that.
Okay.
But that's my thing.
Princess, you sound like you ain't with none of that, right?
You all for situationship.
You ain't with none of that relationship stuff, right?
I'd rather situationship.
All right, I feel you. Thanks for the call, Princess. All right, it looks like we got another caller. Is someone here? Oh, whoever was calling, call back.
Yes, please.
Oh, here we go.
That was fast.
Yes, you're on with Dave and Giggles. I am Ben Lewis. On Radio Free Brooklyn, you got to answer to our question. What's better, relationship or situationship?
What's going on, Ben? It's Owen. And yes, I do. I do have a answer.
Okay. Let us hear.
I'll say when it comes to either two, I'm going to say relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Good man, Owen. You're a good man, Owen.
I hope y'all ladies is listening.
I'm going to say relationship because the situation is not serious.
Right, exactly.
I repeat, the situation is not serious. Mm, mm-hmm. When you're in a situation, you're trying to find yourself, number one. You're just trying to figure out, all right, is this really what I want or no?
Yeah.
Boom, all right, that's not what I want. That's what the situation is. A relationship is better because, A, you grow together, build together.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You share each other's dreams, hopes. You be that person, you know, rock, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? You want to be with a person that's going to actually help you as well as you're going to help them.
Exactly.
You're going to pretty much be there one piece. You're going to be there one piece at the end of the day, you know?
Right. I agree.
And, situations, like I said, it's not really, I would never take a situationship serious anyway. So I really would say a relationship is way better.
All right. Thanks for your input, Owen.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good man.
All right, no doubt.
Keep listening.
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Later.
That's my thing. Like, I get people try to rope me into situationships, and I'm just like, get thee behind me, Satan, because I don't want no parts of that. Because it isn't serious. Owen hit it right.
He said it right
on the note. Like, it's just like, what exactly are you doing? Like, for me, I always say this, like, two broken people are what really are situationships.
Mm-hmm.
To one person, both of you guys don't know what you want. You don't know whether or not you want to, you know, build with this person or anything like that. When you're secure in yourself and you know, okay, I know my goals. I know what I want in my life. I'm not about to sit here and like waste time.
Right.
Because if you really look at it, with the way the world is going, do you really want to sit up there and be like, well, I want to bang every person I can before I die?
Some people think like that.
No. It's disgusting.
As a girl, you might really be feeling a guy, right? And he's saying all the right stuff. And you end up finding yourself in a situationship that you stick around in for a long period of time. Because you're hoping that it's going to turn into a relationship. That happens to that happens a lot.
It's happened to me. And I've learned, like, even the slightest sign of a situationship, I'm like, you know what? This got to go. You got to go. You got to go.
Not everyone's like that. Some people are okay with settling just for the moment.
See, no. That's the issue. People settle too much. Stop settling. If you wanted it for yourself, honey, then you better get it for yourself. Stop settling for less.
But it's about to get cold, man. It's cuffing season.
That's your business. They sell North Face. They sell Montclair's. You can go to Bobby's department store, get you a nice little fluffy coat.
You don't always want a coat to keep you warm. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, exactly.
For someone who's been alone in the winter times.
But is it like, can a situationship ever, is there ever a situation where a situationship is like suitable? Like, if you're maybe just coming out of a relationship, and a lot of people do this, and heck,
we've seen that on Lawrence.
Yeah, I was about to say on Insecure.
Yes,
Lawrence was in a situationship, but old girl Tasha was, I think was her name, right?
Yeah,
she was looking for a relationship, and he was just, you know, doing, being
That's my issue. See, people aren't going for people who want to be in situationships. They're going for people who want to be in relationships.
Right.
So essentially, you're just roping someone into a situationship, selling them on the false idea that, yeah, this could turn into something, knowing damn well you have no intentions of doing that.
That's right.
That is true.
Leave them alone. You know what they want. It's very clear. You can always tell. Because you're interacting with someone, you see how they are around you. You see how caring they are. Mm-hmm. You see how much effort they put into doing things for you, with you. You know what I'm saying? How they go the extra mile when it comes to you. It's only fair to say, wait, I don't want this. Maybe if I sit down and have this conversation, you know, give people the choice. Situationships are seldom people's choices, especially for people who are just getting out of relationships or people who've been looking for a long time. It's seldom their choice. Seldom.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So, like, what about, because again, speaking from a guy, and like, there are a lot of people out there who want to be in a relationship. They're looking for love, and maybe they feel like they're really feeling this guy, or, you know, they've been working on this guy for a long time. I'm not about to remove myself from him and make him go be a good boyfriend to another woman. You know, what about like that? What about situations like that where you're kind of sticking around, just hovering around until he says, you know what? I want to be in a relationship and let's do this. What's your advice to those girls?
To the girls that's doing that, girl, run. Don't do that. I've done that. We've all done that. We've done it at one point or the other. Stop doing that. Because if this happened to me, I was holding on. I was probably dealing with this guy for probably 7 months. You know, cooking him meals. You know, he's telling me, you know, hold it down.
He could cook, y'all. Boy.
I'm cooking meals, making desserts, like really going the extra mile, like hanging out with this person. And at the 7 month mark, I'm like, wait, what's going on? And it's not like I said, well, you have to make a choice right now and tell me whether or not you want me to be your girlfriend.
Right.
It was more or less like, just hold it down. And I'm like, well, it's been 7 months. Like, I'm doing things. I'm walking in the spirit of wife with you. So you mean you just want to hold it down? And I just let it go. Mm-hmm. And he went on to wife someone else. And I'm, you know what?
But see, that's the thing.
It's like, hurtful. It hurt me. Yeah. But you know what? Something's better for me. I'm going to end up with someone that's going to appreciate everything that I, you know, I don't know what he's in. He's in a relationship with homegirl, but can she cook?
How good it is.
We don't know how good or bad it is. Know. I just know he with her.
You know, you should tell him.
You are nothing. You are a fool. You are a waste of time. Good night.
Good night. Good night. I think the biggest thing is that people fall for who the person could be.
Yeah.
They see the potential and they fall for that. Instead of seeing, okay, this person really isn't good for me. Let me get away from this situation.
I'm going to be honest. That seems like a lot of times, I'm going to speak from a guy's standpoint, I don't know too many guys who stay with a girl out of potential. It's just like,
that's something that women do.
Yeah, that's something that women do.
Women definitely do that a lot. I agree. Women do that a lot.
Some guys would do
What guys stay with a girl? Perfect example.
I'm going to tell you right now, all the guys that be wifing them strippers, that be pop lock and twatting it on all over the damn floor.
I don't think they see potential. Guys, all the men out there that's listening, back me up. 718-928-9732.
Captain Save a
Hoes. I'm not.
All those men that be going after women.
Guys don't date off of potential. Guys don't wife a girl off of potential.
Really?
They don't. They get with a girl. They wife a girl off of like, okay, you know, she's this, that, and the third right now. So, you know, I'm going to get with her.
And then propose to her.
I think it depends on the age, too. Because older guys aren't going to sit there. Like, they have their checklist. Like, okay, she has not to have this, older this guys. And that. Well, some of them.
Majority of the older guys that actually like, yo, I'm not trying to be out here running after
older
tail.
There's older guys. They just using that game just to get you in a situation.
That's
Lord
true.
Lord have mercy.
It's true. I've been many places. I see.
Ooh, caller.
Thanks for calling in. You got a response to our question. What's better, relationship or situationship?
All right. Well, I already answered this. Oh, and again, I just want to actually, I guess back you up on the last thing you just said when it comes to a guy sticking with a girl for potential.
Right.
Now, the thing about if a guy actually does that, he's not. That's the person he wants to be with. There's no such thing as, oh, I think he's potential. No, a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a guy, if a guy is willing to put up with stuff, no, that's the girl he wants to be with.
Mm-hmm.
No. I was down that road. I was down that road already.
Mm-hmm.
Was engaged in the whole nine. And
was,
you know,
engaged.
Will,
that means you didn't.
You will definitely put up with stuff if you really like. If you really want to, mm-hmm, be with the person,
right?
Fact.
That's very true.
Yeah, there's no 5-year plan,
no,
for
potential.
Guys, right?
Yeah, there's no potential. I'm sorry, we're not looking for potential.
I guess women do
that. That's what you call situations.
Yep.
Yeah, women do that.
Those
women
do that.
Those,
yep,
are, do that.
Those aren't.
True.
Yeah, those aren't. Yeah. Those are the situations. Those aren't something that, you know, a guy's, yeah, gonna stick around for, because, again, you know, men nowadays, you know, I mean, I'm 31, so I'll tell you, I've pretty much lived life early in college, so,
oh, yeah.
College was crazy.
College,
so,
was,
you know, college, I had a lot of fun. I'm like 18 in the 23-year-old and the 23 and up club, you know what I mean, with,
yeah,
my DJ, you know what I'm saying, so
right.
I've practically done it all, seen it all,
yeah,
and again, you know, a guy's not gonna really put himself out there, or he's not gonna tolerate a female,
mm-hmm,
if he doesn't really like want to be with that person, because trust me, I think our
That's
tolerance
true.
Is way different from a woman's tolerance, because you women, yeah, can tolerate so much.
Oh my God.
The man can cheat and you will
you
feel
You better
pain.
Tell him.
So,
we tolerate things unnecessarily.
But, like I said, some of those women aren't smart either for doing that. Especially if they know it's not good for them.
Yeah. Yo, chill, Owen. You messing up for the other guys out there. That's,
you know what, Owen? You're right.
That right there.
I'm not going to knock you, Owen. You're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's not about messing it up. It's just, you know, one thing I've learned out of this is I'm just being honest with a woman. A woman will respect you way more. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Owen? Yeah. I'm going to give you a round of applause. You lit. Okay. I likes you.
Oh my gosh!
Look, you know, just like I said, I'd rather just be real with you. Like, yo, look, I don't really see no potential.
Right.
Then it's up to her.
Yeah.
Right, because that's the issue.
Thanks for calling, Owen.
All right, bro. All
right, man.
Situationships happen because of that whole lack of honesty. If you tell the girl, look, I'm not looking for that, give her the choice. Oh, what's wrong with you? Why can't she choose? 9 times out of 10, she's going to be like, well, if you don't really want it, you know, I'm not going to lie. 4 times out of 10, she's going to be like, okay, you know what? I really don't want. Like me, if a guy straight up told me, I don't really want this, I'm going to be like, all right, cool, deuces. And they'll be like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, I ain't doing, I'm not doing that.
But there's there'll be guys that will say, like, you know, but guys will word, like, certain things. They'll like, I don't want to be in a relationship right now.
Right, because
so,
they know homegirl lit.
Those are words, those are phrases, those are, like, trigger terms where, okay, well, right now, okay, so maybe if I just chill out, fall back for a month or two, and get to know him some more or whatever, maybe he'll be ready for a relationship then. Like, a situationship is very easy to just fall into. And that's what happens. You guys don't decide, like, oh, let's just do it. Let's just be in a situationship. It kind of just happens. But what about girls? Do girls keep guys around for a situationship?
Some of them do. Absolutely. It's called what they say, what is the friend zone?
No, I'm talking, if you're in a situation,
that's a situationship.
You ain't no friend zone in a situationship.
Honestly, I feel like it is, because some females will literally still go out and hang out with this guy, mm-hmm, and do things close to, you know, and then the guy will be like, all right, well, you know, I still got it in, I got close enough, you know, and then they do the whole, I want to be friends thing.
Mm.
I feel like women totally
Platonic.
Do it. I know some people who is just like, ho is life, and they'll dead ass have
like
4 or 5 guys hitting them up at a regular.
That's Issa Rae's fault. Yeah. She did not.
No, sis was doing this way long before Issa Rae, but, you know, yeah. I mean, like, it was just a thing, and then they just, you know, it's just like that lack of concern about someone else's feelings. I think that's how situationships, because usually when they end, it's just like, well, you knew what this was.
Yeah, that is a phrase. Yeah, that is a phrase.
You knew what this was. I never did this with you. I never did this with you. I never did this. It's a whole misinterpretation of what you actually do. Because, like I said, situationships are relationship-esque. of things. Mm-hmm. That means all the things you would do
in like, a relationship, but in a relationship,
but like certain things you won't do just to keep it out of the relationship-ish thing. So you can do the whole Netflix and chill because you can do that in a relationship and you can do that as just friends. You see what I'm saying? They'll do things that's relationship-esque, but not quite relationship. So it's a situationship.
Also with the situationship is right. that you're investing time with this person. Time mm-hmm. you cannot yes. get back.
No.
Okay? But time because is that, more precious than money, I feel like.
Because well, it's because of that time that people are investing that makes them stay a little longer.
More valuable than money.
Because I don't want to be putting quarters into this slot machine all night. And then I step away because I'm like, man, this ain't exactly.
here. And then someone else put a quarter in.
Time is so important. So it's like you spending all this time with this person and then you're not getting what you want out of it.
Right.
Yet. So you keep, you know, going and it's.
I think it all boils down to your gut. If mm-hmm. your gut usually tells you this ain't happening.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, but gut, wait. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've been in situations. You put yourself in situations like that. Women do it a lot. We're just like, you know what? They'll be like, oh, well, if he didn't like me, then he wouldn't have done this.
And yeah, I'm just justify, like, justify yeah. the actions.
Honey, he would have done that. That's part of the player's game.
But it's guys being confusing and throwing mix, all types
Absolutely.
Of mixed signals.
Absolutely.
Right? You are. Yes. Which is not fair.
Yeah. That ain't right.
Who hurt y'all?
Well, I have a list. No.
No, they're not even listening. You could tell them. Use their names. No,
let's not.
I will expose. No.
I don't know. Right. I kind of want you to.
No.
That's too petty. That's coming from me.
That's hella petty.
That is coming from
and
me.
And I'm not a petty person.
You're the pettiest person I know.
Petty LaBelle.
You proud Tyler of that? Petty. You proud
yes.
of that?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
How does anyone deal with you being so petty?
I mean, hey.
Ask a man, because I don't know how he do it. I mean, hey. Just God gave him a special anointing.
Of ignorance.
Patience.
And patience. The patience of Job. Jesus.
Yo. Oh, my goodness. This was fun, guys.
It was fun.
Absolutely fun. And you know what? Those of you who are tuned in right now, you are tuned in to Dave and Giggles. I am Ben Lewis, filling in for your usual host at this time. And, you can catch me here again tomorrow morning. That's right. I don't sleep. I just work.
You better tune in.
Tune in to Ben Talks, man.
I'm going to flood your timeline with the links.
That's right.
I'm going to post it like 130 times.
That's right.
Until it's time. You know what I'm saying?
11 a.m. Monday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Ben Talks right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And tomorrow I got a jam-packed show. I'm talking about Cam Newton. Mm. I'm talking about Mike Pence. What he did today, storming out of the game. I'm talking about Odell Beckham breaking his leg.
Poor baby.
And a few other things. I don't want to give it all away.
Nah,
but,
tune in.
You know, I'm going to have a couple friends of mine call in and give their thoughts about the Cam Newton situation. But, yo, this was
Sounds
a fun
like
time.
A good show.
It was good. Me like
it's
me.
Always a good show.
It was lit. Hello.
If I must say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. This is a good show.
It was hella fun. Hella lit. Thanks to everybody who called.
Yes, thank you to all our callers.
Good shout out to Crystal, Owen. You were memorable, boo.
That's right, Owen.
Oh, everybody, follow me on Facebook.
Okay.
Altamar Lewis. I don't do nothing. But
your Snapchat,
I'm cute.
Your Snapchat, your Instagram.
Okay, my Snapchat is LT Love.
Okay, I didn't even know that. That's how far
my Instagram, my Instagram is Jess Rilagan, but it's a lot. So just look up LT and it should come right up. Mm-hmm. ELTI. Yeah, follow me, guys. Also, I do cakes and stuff for fun. You know, you can look at my cakes and my food.
It's fun for her, but it's costly for you.
Yes. Guys, don't suck the fun out of businesses. You know, support black businesses.
And the cakes are delicious.
Stop asking for handouts and stop saying, oh, it's too expensive, honey. You know, when you work on your craft and you do what you got to do, you'd understand, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to know your worth, baby.
That's right.
So go ahead, follow me.
You want to plug yourself?
I just have Instagram, so you can follow me on Instagram at THEJESSLAWREN.
Yes, and those of you who tuned in a couple weeks back when I dropped the EP, I'm sorry, the EP. It was Jessie Lou, who, I mean, she went by Jessie Lou at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 Jessie years Lou, ago.
Jessie Lou, what you gonna do? I remember that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna see if I can get her back in the studio. But, yo, it's been it's been real. Again, you can follow me at I Am Ben Lewis on Twitter, I Am Ben Lewis on Instagram, and Benjamin Lewis on Facebook. You'll just mostly see me talk about whenever I'm going to be here at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Doing the show.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
I know. It is.
An amazing show.
But yo, everyone who tuned in, I want to say thank you. Thanks just again gracias. To Dave for letting me fill in and do his show for today. He'll be back next Sunday. Tune into a show. It's a funny show from 7 to 8. And tune into Radio Free Brooklyn, period. Because, again, there is something for everyone at this station. Whatever you are into, however weird you might think it is, I promise you, there will be a show at this station that you'll fall in love with, okay? I would say some of my favorites, but I don't want to get anyone jealous.
Yeah, you can't.
So, just go to the Apple Store, download the Radio Free Brooklyn app. It makes listening to Radio Free Brooklyn that much easier, that much more convenient. And let's face it, guys, we're all lazy, and we want things fast and convenient and in the palm of our hand.
Yes.
So no more having to go to the search bar and typing in RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and no more excuses of saying, I couldn't find the player. Just go to the app store,
download,
search Radio Free Brooklyn. The app should come right up. Download and listen to all the fantastic programming we have here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Yes. But yo, it's been a pleasure being here. I want to thank again my guests, Eltamar and Jessica. Thank you guys for joining me on this show. You've made it a very, very great and fun experience. Woo! Catch me tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. I will be here in studio doing Ben Talks, where I rant and rave about whatever the heck is on my mind. But again, it's been real. Don't forget to go to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hi.
Am I on live right now?
Oh, yeah, yes, you are.
In the last
you got about a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A minute. You said what's better, situations or relationships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Situationships, man. They way cheaper.
They way cheaper.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Who is this?
If I'm in a relationship, you know you always gotta go out and stuff like that. But if I'm in a situationship,
uh-huh. You sound like a man that's in a relationship and you would not.
Yeah, right. You don't want to give yourself. Your name or nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this? And you just like, go ahead, baby.
Yeah,
I'm
out, man. You know, it's real quick. You know, wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
This voice sounds familiar.
It does.
It does
sound familiar.
Yo, so situationship better. So no relationships for you.
Not till I know I'm ready.
Right, right.
And that's probably not till like what 30.
That's crazy.
Right. That's right around the corner. If this is who I think it is.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
I don't know what you're talking about. All
right, man.
It's an anonymous caller.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Oh man, that was a good last call.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good last call. But yo, it's been real, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ben Lewis. Again, I'm here filling in on Dave and Giggles. Tune in next Sunday, 7 to 8. Catch Dave and Giggles live right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, one of the funny shows we have on this station. It's been real. I talk to you guys in a few hours, actually. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Ben Talks, Radio Free Brooklyn. Peace out.